The Podbot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Mickey Mouse and Hello Kitty are well-known brands in Japan and have a large number of fans, both adults and children. Shi Yang Yang is one of the most popular characters in the popular anime series Pleasant Goat and Big Big Wolf. Pleasant Goat is the name of a popular character from the anime franchise Minnie Mouse from Japan, and Big Big Wolf is a standalone character. This record is almost equal to that of the US blockbuster Kung Fu Panda, which brought 1 million yuan to cinemas in 2008. This is a good example of how popular animated films like Pleasant Goat and Big 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 Wolf are during the Spring Festival season. China's Xinhua news agency quoted an unnamed insider as saying the cartoon's success was down to fans turning on the show for 3 years. Liu is not the only theater executive in China hoping to continue performing Pleasant Goat and Big 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 Wolf. Based on a 500-episode TV series, Super Snail Adventure plays the same characters. The series is about a group of goats living in Qingqing, a small village in eastern China, whose story revolves around a clumsy wolf who wants to eat them. The story of the film tells the story of several goats and their common nemesis bacteria, who team up to defeat several of their enemies in a battle against the giant wolf. When it premiered, it had 530 episodes when it was originally launched, with a total audience of 1.5 million. English subtitles, however, had a much smaller number of episodes than the original Chinese version of the series. After moderate success, Creative Power Entertainment created the next 480 episodes, including 60 exclusive episodes of the Olympics. The animated series produced included the first two episodes of the original series, as well as the second and third episodes of Expressing Love and the third and fourth episodes in 2016. Powers of Entertainment is about to announce the release of its fourth and final episode, Big 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 Wolf, with a total audience of 1.5 million viewers, with the first release date being January 2019 and the first episode coming out in 2019. According to Huang, the story was largely based on the designer's memories and his schooldays. After producing an animated film in 2003, he spent 5 years on the project, and the company has been awarded numerous awards in the industry, including the National Animation Base. The animated series Big 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 Wolf and Expressing Love, as well as the first two episodes of the third episode, the majority of viewers and film insiders believe that the film was successful because of its marketing strategy. The film, which has been in cinemas since last year, is currently the top box office hit in China, with ticket sales of more than 10 billion yuan. The film was also produced by China's largest film production company, China Film and Television Company. The Pleasant Goat, a Chinese sign, is the name of a goat in the village, which is popular, manageable and known in Chinese names. For this reason, it is one of the most popular names for goats in China, but also a popular name in other countries such as Japan. Not surprisingly, more than half of the audience were children, and if you were looking for a fun way to introduce children to Mandarin, that would count. What I liked was that the show was highly interactive and encouraged the kids in our audience to stand up and join in. We were almost in front of a full house, so do not underestimate the importance of children and young people's interest in music, especially music in general. I showed the pupils a picture of the goat and their uniform response was, "What is that?" Later, a student came to the professor and said he had seen one of his films with him. Why, we even had to help defeat the bad guys with a garish, reflective piece of cardboard. The day when we can all see a film with a goat and a big wolf as the main characters may not be too far away in the future. This is signaled by the fact that it was broadcast in 52 countries and regions of Asia, with a total audience of over 1.5 million viewers in the US alone. The collaboration between Disney and CPE is a shining example of the mutually beneficial partnership that can be achieved when creative skills are combined with strong international support. Chinese cultural elements and has already achieved great success in the Chinese market and attracted the attention of many top international companies that sought cooperation. The partnership with Disney and the world's largest entertainment company has generated great interest from the international entertainment industry, many of whom are looking to work with us. CPE has always been committed to the spirit of Chinese creativity, instilling a lasting Chinese cultural element and a strong sense of pride in China's cultural heritage in its animated creations. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1144. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.